Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Wow.
Nice.
Yeah.
What you're hearing are the sounds of people everywhere putting on Bombas socks, underwear, and T-shirts made from absurdly soft materials that feel like plush clouds. Yeah, that plush. And the best part? For every item you purchase, Bombas donates another to someone facing homelessness.
Bombas, big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com/ACAST, code ACAST.
Hello and welcome to another Out of Spec podcast episode. You join me and Colton, where we are discussing the newly released Tesla Model 3 Performance. And this is based on the upgraded Model 3, the Highland, the Refresh, the whatever the heck it's called. I don't even know. But Colton and I own existing current generation Tesla Model 3 Performances. In fact, Colton's very recent. He just has had his for a couple months. So we're going to be looking at all the differences from the outgoing car to the new car, but then also evaluating the new car based off of the new release specifications and pricing and tax credit information that we now know. And we'll be evaluating that in the context of new performance EVs that have launched, such as IONIQ 5N and others. This is super exciting. New Model 3 Performance. That's what we're getting into on this episode of the Out of Spec podcast.
This episode is made possible by the support we get from Fort Collins Kia. If you are in the market for any electric Kia, not only do they never add market adjustments, they will deliver your car to you anywhere in the 48 contiguous states for Out of Spec viewers. More information in the link in the show notes.
So, Colton, here it is. What the heck is... we've been waiting for this for so long.
Yeah, a long, long time now.
And what is it? So I'm going to browse the website while you kind of walk everyone through the rough specifications. My understanding is more power, more thermal longevity, track mode V3, damper, all the stuff. What's going on here?
Yeah, I think this was a much needed upgrade for the Model 3 Performance. Obviously, everybody has been calling this the Ludicrous. We now know it's the actual Performance, but this took the new re-engineered, refresh, new Model 3, and actually, I really like what they did here, Kyle. They made it its kind of own category, new bumpers. Like, it really makes the car look a little bit more special instead of, you know, the old legacy Model 3s like you and I had. You couldn't tell if it was a standard range or if it was the spicy one. So I think they've really gone in and kind of refined that a little bit. Specs on paper don't look all that much different, I would say. Definitely juiced up motors a little bit. 510 horsepower, it sounds like. Of course, this car, I would assume, is a little bit more slippery. We'll have to look at the EPA range numbers on this, but definitely seems like quite a good little upgrade. Interior is fully changed, of course, with the new bucket seats, as we can see there on screen. A much needed upgrade to the interior, I would say.
Yeah, Colton, this thing kind of looks like it's got the full package. I'm just going to pull up again just some more stats for everyone just so we can dive into all of this stuff. But essentially, this car is, if we look at the standard car to standard car, when they upgraded to the Highland or the Refresh or whatever the new one's called, that was such a gap, such an improvement to Model 3 in some areas. And as you actually noted, a sort of regression in other areas. Backseat room was compromised. We haven't spent enough time with the sound system, but we have some concerns about that, which might be solved through some software. But it, to me, sounded pretty muddy. And previous Model 3 had a great sound system. And, you know, overall, it wasn't a massive step change. However, if you owned a current car, especially an early version of the current car, I felt that the new car was worth every bit of money. And it almost had this Model S-like character where it was quieter on the road. It was more grown up. It had this frequency response damper that really helped smooth out the road. And I think it looks better. A lot of people actually prefer the way the old Model 3 looks. They say it has more personality. You're one of those people. I prefer the new car. I think the new car looks really good, especially in the performance trim now with the aggressive bumpers and the wheels, and it's really coming together nicely. So we know the standard car. We've done long reviews on that. In the big car, we have some stuff to talk about. First of all, everyone always likes power and 0 to 60. So while you walk everyone through that, I'm going to see if I can pull up Tesla's official tweet, which has some more information as well.
Okay. Yep. So 2.9 seconds, 0 to 60, which I don't know, Kyle, what's your initial thought on that? It's not as much as I necessarily expected. So 0.2 seconds quicker, 0 to 60. Now, we do have more power in this, and as you and I talked about before we jumped on the podcast here, we never exactly knew the Model 3 Performance actual power. I think it was originally rated at 450 horsepower. This one's at 510, but somewhere in between there, Tesla software upgraded this to where they just kind of juiced the motors a little bit. My impression was it was around 490 on some specs that I've seen in the past. That's the number that jumps to my head. So, you know, 20 more horsepower. But I definitely think this could be a situation, and I hope this is, to where they give the car more power after 60. Model 3 Performance, at least in my experience, has always felt quick from 0 to 60. But then you hit the 65-70 barrier, and it just dies off with, like, the Model S Plaid and even your Cyber Beast you have, it feels like they still gain power after, you know, 60, and you're just still ripping. So I'd like to see that. I'm not sure exactly how the car is going to feel. That's going to have to be once we actually drive it and see how it goes.
Yeah. So it's 380 kilowatts of power, which in electric cars, I always think in kilowatts, but it's not. So here's the thing that I've been saying about the new Model 3 Performance. Coming into this, there's been a lot of speculation. We've seen the ludicrous badge. And no question, there seems to be room above this in terms of performance. Perhaps, you know, tomorrow or next week or in a month, they're going to say, actually, we have a ludicrous trim, or we have something crazier that's going to go above this. Because this seems like a really nice upgrade from the previous Model 3. To the new one. It's got a little bit more power, more thermal longevity. They say 22% more continuous power. That all seems good. But like Ioniq 5N has 130 more horsepower. It also weighs a bit more, but I'm just, you know, we're coming into the competition that those are more expensive vehicles. Ioniq 5N is $13,000 more than this car. The value for the money you get, this is cheaper with the tax credit than the long range Model 3. So there's nothing to complain about when we start stacking the cars. We'll get into pricing. We're going to configure one in a little bit. But the power and torque and 0 to 60, by the way, that 2.9 is with rollout subtracted. So it's really like 331, which they did for the previous Model 3 Performance as well, I believe. So it is apples to apples comparison. It seems like I was really hoping for more. I was like, let's go crazy. You know, ignore the Plaid, the Model S Plaid as being your top of the line thing. Let's see a 800 horsepower monster Model 3 Performance. That 0 to 60 that would actually be quicker than the Cybertruck. The Cybertruck's faster than this. But then you factor in this thing's only 53 grand, right? New?
Mm-hmm. Yep, 52,990. Yeah.
And it's got so much equipment.
Yeah, totally agree. I mean, my first initial thought on this of just a slight power bump is everybody, even as you alluded to the new Model 3, it's a mini Model S. And I think, you know, what is it now? A $25,000 delta between a Model 3 and a Model S long range, but then you're even more for a Plaid. like, we're getting to the point where Model 3's gotten so good now that I think a lot of people may go, well, what do I really need the Plaid? And if they would have bumped this up to 2.5 seconds 0-60 or something in that region with 800 horsepower, I really want to see tri-motor in this thing and just have an absolute shredder of a Model 3. I think they would have started stepping on the toes of Model S a bit.
Yeah, well, there's some things that lead me to believe that we might actually see a spicier version of the Model 3 performance. I'm not one to speculate, but I just want to run through this spec list. This is how Tesla presented the vehicle. 0 to 60 in 2.9 with rollout, Kyle asterisk there. 510 horsepower, really nice number. That's always been the, like, I 510 is just a great number. I don't know why. It sounds good to say. That's always been a good performance target. 163 mile an hour top speed, 1 mile per hour faster than the outgoing car. Yep. So they just had to improve it kind of in every metric. And keep in mind, this is the standard Model 3 performance. I still feel like there could be something. Performance tuned chassis. So that would indicate typically, yeah, like they may have actually gone down to the body in white and have done some changes. It has different bushings for different compliance and kinematic settings. So you have different bushings, different suspension components, stiffer sway bars, a different damper and spring. It's now an electronic damper, which is cool, or electric damper, I should say. So it is responsive, probably similar to Model S. Bilstein does theirs. I'm not sure who the supplier would be for this, but could be pretty interesting to learn, and we will know all this soon. And then the big one for me is a new motor. So this is what they're calling a fourth generation drive unit. Whenever Tesla does a new motor, you got to pay attention because there's always some innovation somewhere, and we won't know until we get the car on test or Monroe does a teardown or something. But they say the motor, not the car, can do 22% more continuous power, 32% more peak power, and 16% more torque. The car is not doing 32% more power than the old car.
Right.
So it could be battery limited. Or it could just be really heavy rear-wheel drive and they're not using the front motor as much, because I'm pretty sure the new fourth-gen drive unit will be on the primary axle, which is the rear axle. And so that just is like the motor can do more than it's doing. No question the total system motors can do more. So maybe they're battery limited. Maybe they're just like, oh, we're going to launch a ludicrous crazy one in the near future. I don't know. Interesting that they chose to go with forged wheels. That's kind of cool.
Yeah, and very cool.
Love the little aero inserts. Those look nice. We'll make sure everyone sees those here in a moment. Pirelli P04 tires, which are different. Did your car came on Pirellis actually, right?
Yep, P0s. And from what I've seen from photos, I can't remember if it's a 265 or 275 in the rear, but they definitely widen the track on that rear tire, which I think is much needed. The current generation or legacy Model 3 performance was a 235 35 20 that it came on the Uber Turbine wheels. So I would say definitely a little narrow, definitely a stretch tire on there. So it's nice to see quite a bit more meat, at least in the rear.
Yeah. So I'm thinking just in terms of lap times, in terms of stock car to stock car, this is going to be significantly quicker because of just little improvements in every area. And the tire makes the biggest improvement out of the bunch. And keep in mind that Model 3 performance, people do track them. Like, a lot of people actually drive them hard, but this is primarily people's daily driver. I own a Model 3 Performance. You own a Model 3 Performance. 95% of our driving, even though I'm on track a lot, is on the street. And then occasionally we'll be in track mode sliding around. So the car has to, be really good and compliant on the street, but also fun. So they say it also has more range, right? All with lower. So compared to previous Model 3 Performance, that's the numbers that the fourth gen drive unit can do, but then it says lower energy consumption. But what is the range figure on this vehicle? It's 296 miles.
Exactly. And I believe Model 3 Performance was either 303, somewhere right in there. I cannot remember off the top of my head, but that kind of sounds right. Now, I don't know. Initially, because the new re-engineered refresh Model 3 had gotten a spec increase as far as range with a more slippery body, I would assume. Now that they've kind of swapped over.
It's 341 on the long range.
Yep. So they definitely got a good bump of specs on that. But I mean, obviously this is on the EPA cycle. We don't know, is this same EPA to EPA cycle there, Kyle? Nope. We'll definitely be doing the range test. So I don't know. I guarantee it's
that the new EPA, like this would have been tested in the new stricter, harder EPA test, which is probably why the range went down, but the efficiency increased, if that makes sense.
Sure. Yeah.
So like the real world, drive both on the same day in the same road. This will probably go farther than the old car. But the EPA doesn't reflect that.
Yep, exactly.
Okay, so let's see what else we have. This one I'm really interested in. Better track mode. I already thought track mode was pretty good. There were some issues I had with it, but I'm liking that it now... Track mode V3 is a total vehicle control, which is cool. So it does the motor controls, suspension, powertrain cooling, and their VDC, which is the vehicle dynamics controller, under a single unified system, which is kind of cool. I'm really curious to see how that is different than the old system. The old car didn't have adaptive damper. I wonder how dissimilar this is to Model S, because Model S has adaptive damper and doesn't let you adjust it. Track mode does all of that stuff. So I wonder if it's closer to what Model S track mode is, which I actually think still needs quite a bit of tuning. But either way, they say that it will be improving, of course, through over-the-air updates into the future. And that is a good use of over-the-air updates. I put out a video recently complaining that sometimes they leverage OTA too much. This is exactly why you want updatable modules, so that you can spend more time on track, get customer feedback, and massage the settings. So that's really cool. And so ultimately, it has a 5% reduced drag, but also reducing lift and in 55% improvement in front to rear lift balance compared to previous Model 3. So I guess at speed, what it sounds like to me is it's going to be a lot less unstable, which Model 3 has always been a bit moving around on the Autobahn, and the seats look great. So that's what Tesla said online. And they have a little video that's playing in the bottom of the screen. But if you go to the Tesla website, which they have a little bit more info, I just want to pull this up really quick, share screen to this one. Sorry, this program's a little bit slow, but there we go. The weight, 4,054 pounds. Did it go down?
I don't know. It's always hard to find these specs with Tesla sometimes. It sounds like 150 pounds less than I remember Model 3 performance of the last generation being.
So it says Model 3 performance was 30. No, that's the base car was 30 something. This one. Yeah, I think it's about the same.
Agreed.
Just about somewhere 4,000 around there. Yeah. Yeah. I don't think it's a major change, which is interesting. So cargo, it's got the two screens. I mean, it's basically the long range just dialed up with a new motor. I don't know what battery it has, but what's weird is I want to go to actually configure one of these, because Colton, when we go to order now, this qualifies for the tax credit, but the other new refreshes do not.
Yep. Yeah. And this is similar to what we ran into of Q4 of 2023 when I purchased my performance. The long range was not getting the tax credit, but the performance was. Same situation here. Essentially, if you do qualify to be able to get that $7,500 federal tax credit, you can get a performance cheaper than a long range.
Interesting. Yeah, this is not making so much sense. It has to be the battery pack that's different.
Exactly. From what I understand, so of course it matters where that federal tax credit comes from, if the batteries are sourced here in the US or in China. From my understanding, the long range was sourced in China, and of course the performance here in the US, which is where that discrepancy came from. And I believe it was the LG battery pack they were using in the long range, and it was the performance one was made here. But it just seems strange, because you and I have always thought they've had same battery pack, same motors, just the performance was turned up.
Yeah, it will require some digging for sure. If you take a look at track mode V3, you can see the brake temperature, motor temperature on front and rear, and battery temperature. So, I mean, you got some of those things before. And I'm just taking a look over here as well. There's a sport. Oh, that's just because they have a drive profile. So they have stability assist. Yeah. But if you look here under stability assist, it actually shows off. We've never seen that before. It's always been plus 10, minus 10.
Exactly. And so you notice there, it also says understeer instead of
balance. So yeah, it was like front, 100% front, rear, whatever it would be.
You know what I'm not seeing? Exactly. You know what I'm not seeing here, Kyle, is anything to do with suspension, like changing that new adaptive suspension they have in there. So it may be similar, as you were saying, to Model S Plaid, where track mode kind of does that situation for you.
Yeah, that's kind of what I'm thinking as well. And, you know, maybe there's some regulations that prevent this, but I hope in the new car you can get in and out of track mode without having to go into park. Because that is always just a real pain. And they want you to agree to the, like, you're turning everything off. But just let me do every other car. I can just go stability off while driving.
Someone
pulls out in front of you. You're just cruising on the highway. And then you get to a really good twisty road. Why do I have to pull over and put the car in park before I start dialing it up? There's got to be a better way. So I hope that is improved. The sport seats look amazing. Really love those seats. And even here in the standard car, they do have that kind of ludicrous-ish logo. So that might point to this being the top spec Model 3. Maybe there is no indication there will be more. And they say razor sharp response to driver inputs. Okay, we'll certainly see. Model 3 chassis is good. No question. We all love the Model 3 chassis. Forged wheels, high performance brakes, which look probably the same as what we have in our Model 3s.
They look identical to me from what I can tell. I mean, I've seen still photos. The rotor hats look identical. The caliper looks identical. Of course, they may have a different brake pad combination in there as well. But yeah, it looks pretty darn similar.
So solid black is $1,500 and then $2,000 for red, blue, and white are $1,000. And then stealth gray is included.
Free.
And I think if you want to get white seats, you have to get stealth gray in order to qualify for the tax credit.
The $55,000 cap. Yep.
Exactly. So you got to go. We're going to see a lot of gray on whites, which is actually the same spec you and I both have.
Exactly.
So that'd be fine with me. I mean, I think none of these colors are that great to me. I actually like the ultra red. I think it's a good color. But for now, we'll just build it. You know, which I think most people will do is stealth gray. 20-inch wheels, the only ones that they have. It says summer tires. If I hit learn more, it just tells you about summer tires in general. There's no other option than that. Interior goes back to some of the old car stuff. This is really not that new for Model 3 performance. Mm-hmm. Yeah, so there we go. FSD, we're here to drive this thing. There's some accessories, and then you go to order it. So they say a May to June of 2024 delivery, which is like now.
Yeah, I mean, that's literally in a couple weeks here, potentially. Now, Model 3 refresh, the white interior seemed to be holding this up. As we know, Brandon Teslaflex was supposed to have his car January, February, I think it was. And then it just recently got pushed out till August, which is insane. So I think the white, we may see some issues there, but it seems like they're starting to land at delivery centers now.
You're right. Well, I got to say, we can only cover the story as we know into the future. We only know as much as Tesla has put on the website. There will be more information about this car. I want to learn about the specific chassis improvements. I want to learn about the new powertrain. I want to learn if there will be, and I hope there will be, a hardcore version, like, you know, how BMWs have M3 and then M3 competition. Mm-hmm. I want to see, you know, Model 3 performance ludicrous or something that is really, you know, built for the track. I'm not seeing any sort of pre-chilling option before going out on track. I guess you can just turn on track mode, let the car sit for a little while. It should bring the temps down. But like in my Model 3, I had the option to overclock the compressor in track mode to enhance extra cooling, which I've done a lot. And they say my AC compressor is going to die, and it hasn't died yet, because it's like it leads to extra wear, but still blows cold. So I think the big question for me personally, not that this has so much to do with Model 3, is should you buy an Ioniq 5N or this car? Because those are the two, I would say, somewhat reasonably priced hot electric cars that really get a lot of focus put in them for performance before you get into Lucid, Sapphire, Taycan Turbo GT, even Model S Plaid money, $100,000, $200,000 plus. this is such a good value for money that I don't know how anyone, I don't know how any other automaker could bring out a car for 53 grand that does what this thing is going to do, based off what we already know from the standard car being incredibly high quality with really nice materials, with a great ride. This I'm looking forward to experiencing. And then they're like, new motor, better longevity, track mode V3, blah, 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 blah. And the price didn't even go up all that much from the previous car, right?
No. So when I purchased my Model 3 Performance, it is so hard to keep up with Tesla. I mean, every single week it's up 1,000, down 2,000. Like, it's so confusing. But when I bought mine, they were $52,990 for the Performance. They were giving inventory discounts off of that, which at the time was about $4,000 or so. So we're within the same ballpark. It's not like, you know, I honestly, Kyle, expected this thing because of the way the federal tax credit works. They really shot themselves in the foot, not getting the long range and the rear wheel drive tax credits when you can just go get a Performance and literally pay less than the long range. I thought they were going to put this above it, $58,000, maybe even $60,000. I mean, long are the days gone when Model 3 Performance used to be $62,000, I want to say, at one point, Kyle.
At one point during the peak, yeah, I think I paid high 50s for mine. But dude, $53,000, they could have charged $60,000 for this. We wouldn't have been complaining.
No, not at all. Yeah, I think, I mean, pricing wise, like, what else on the market really competes with this spec on spec? I mean, this is, I'm not sure it's going to be like BMW M3 territory of, you know, hardcore driving and things like that, but the specs on paper. It might be
because that's the thing. When you start getting into the combustion car world to get these numbers, you got to spend a lot of money.
You're at 70, 80, 90 grand.
And in the combustion car world, you have to deal with all the compromises of buying a hardcore combustion vehicle, which is great for performance, but then you have loud engine, poor fuel economy, you know, potentially a really rough ride or something. That this car can get around a lot of that because of its electric nature and because the chassis is so inherently stiff. You know, it can actually ride well, hopefully, we'll see, and it can have incredible performance but still just be as nice to drive every day as a rear wheel drive. That's the thing that I love about my car is, and yours, our Model 3 Performances, there's no downside to getting the Performance. It was like a little bit of a range hit, but like not that big of a deal.
I think with the new dampers, that's going to make a massive difference. Now, my complaint with the rear wheel drive and all wheel drive of the refresh Model 3 is they put this new soft suspension. And I kind of felt when you tossed it in a corner, it was just kind of this roly poly thing. And, you know, Model 3, when I just purchased mine, had the same exact suspension as the all wheel drive variant. Whereas I believe when you bought yours, they had the Performance one, which people complained about. It was too stiff. This is kind of going to meet right in the middle, I think.
And it's adjustable. So I'm very much excited to drive this car. We're going to have to, you know, videos coming as soon as possible. If anyone knows of anyone that we can get in and go for a test drive, go for an initial evaluation, I'm in. I want to be there. I'm very excited for this car. I love the price point. No question, though, the IONIQ 5N is a next level above. And it's priced $13,000 more expensively. So that is, you know, I thought maybe that Tesla would go hardcore and try and catch up there. Doesn't seem like they decided to take that approach with this car. It was take the standard car, bring all the improvements that they got with the upgrade, a little bit of power, a little bit of thermal longevity, which is very welcomed. And here we have a wonderful package for an incredible price. And I think this, if they were going to go this direction, they certainly maybe even over-delivered in terms of content for money. So props to Tesla for nailing this one at first glance. I got to drive it. We'll have to see what it's like. We're going to learn more about it. We'll do a lot of stories on this car. Model 3 is always a car we cover closely here on this channel. So stay tuned to the podcast. Thank you all for watching, and we'll see you on another one again soon. Bye-bye.
Hmm.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Cool fact, a crocodile can't stick out its tongue. Also, you can get health insurance for a month or just under a year in some states. UnitedHealthcare short-term insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for you. Learn more at uh1.com.
Summer's just around the corner, so give your body the care it deserves with Osea's best-selling Andaria Algae Body Oil. Created by infusing Andaria seaweed in barrels of botanical oils, it leaves skin silky soft and glowing. Plus, it's clinically proven to improve elasticity and deeply moisturize without feeling greasy. It's safe, clean, vegan skincare. Get 10% off your first order at OseaMalibu.com with code GLOW, plus free shipping on orders over $60.